19 after 6, a listener alerted us to quite an unusual event at Derby Day on the weekend. An ATM got a bit confused. Peter Allen is an honest listener. Peter, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Yeah, I'm going to Rio now.
Where was this ATM and what was it doing?
This was an ATM in the nursery car park. There was three ATMs there, but it was only one ATM paying up. And what happened? It happened about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Somebody said that if you put $40 into the machine, you'd get $100, but you had to pay the $2, you know, fee for the private company ATM. Well, the rumour spread around the nursery car park like, you know, little best bet of the day through the side of the mouth. Have you heard about this ATM? Well, people were still taking money out of this ATM at 7 o'clock at night, and the queue was like 30 people long, and everybody's walking away with $100 notes. Because it was just $50 notes on me. It was just paying out 50. So you put in, you'd redraw 40 out of your account, and it'd give you 100.
Right, and was that what everyone in the queue was doing? Was going up and going bang and asking for $40 and getting 100?
Yes, and you could do numerous transactions. I know someone that did pull his card out three times and got about $300 out.
And $300, and he's being charged 120.
Yes, that's right. Now, I'd love to know how much those ATMs hold in $50 notes, because I reckon the machine by the end of the day would have been empty.
Right, but they were using, this happened, it started at 1 and it was still going, it was still flat as a biscuit at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I've still got photos of people lining up like at 6:30. There's about 20 people in the line. It was so funny, you got 20 people in one line of an ATM, there's no one lined up at the other ATMs, and everybody in the nursery car park knew about it by the end of the day. It was like the best bit of the day.
Would you be able to send us some photos, Peter?
Yeah, I can send you a photo, no problem.
We'll give you a couple of bottles of Debortley down the lane, Shiraz Tempranillo. This is.
Yeah.
Did you happen to notice, I know you didn't take any money yourself,
yeah.
I assume that they're not official bank ones. There's those thieving, ones that take $2.50 off you every time.
Yeah, it was a DC ATM.
Yeah.
A DC ATM, it was called.
Flemington's full of them. So I'm trying to remember, do they have a camera?
No, there was no. I had a look at that too. There was no camera there, unless the ATM's got a camera. But if they're going to chase this money, they're going to be chasing up thousands, and I reckon thousands of people, because the amount of people used it was unbelievable. For someone in the banks, and the problem with that ATM too, it won't be owned by a bank.
I reckon that'll be a private business.
But all the banks will then have to chase up all these customers that are taking money out of the bank accounts. Would it come out of the Commonwealth and National if you're using their cards? That's what I can't understand.
Yeah, well, you're raising a few questions here. Yeah, because it will be drawn on your bank account.
That's right. And would your bank account be debited the 40 or the 100?
Or the 100.